Okay, Rabbi Sai. Today's daf is daf Hey, and we're holding the third line from the top, where the Gemara begins, Rami Reish Lakish Al Me'ohi Bei Midrasha Umakshi. So before we start with Reish Lakish, just a very quick reminder of where we ended off yesterday. As you recall, we started off the Mesechta that all Zvachim have to be Geshochten Lishman, every one of them. What happens if you forgot to? You didn't do it lishma, and in fact, you did it for another carbon instead of for an oila. You had in mind a shlam instead of a shlam. You had in mind an oila, and so on and so forth. By all karbanis, with the exception of chatas and pesach, and according to Blazer, also asher, all other karbanis, the carbon is kosher. Elishli olu lebalim lishum choiva. So if this person had made a neder, for instance, I'm going to go and bring a korban oila, and the kohen messed up, instead of having in mind an oila, he had in mind for a shlamim, it's a good korban, no problem. However, the baalim were not yoitze their choiv when they made a neder to go and bring the korban oila. The Gemara asked, how do I know all of this? How do you know that a korban has to be geshochten lishma? How do you know that if it's not lishma, it's still kosher, but it's not only from mechayve? See what? So Brother Shai reminds us that we started off yesterday's daf by the fact that it says in the pasuk zevach shlamim, and the Gemara said that the real name for the carbon is just shlamim alone. Why did the pasuk say v'im zevach shlamim kabanai? Tell you that zvicha l'shem shlamim. And then the Gemara, of course, asks, okay, that's zvicha. What about the other three avoiders? And each time the Gemara brought another pasuk. And then the Gemara said, okay, that's ulegabe shinui kodesh. What about shinui baalim? And again the Gemara brought a series of psukim. At the end of the day, we had psukim covering both shinui kodesh and shinui baalim. And then the Gemara asked, like Ariel asked yesterday, but maybe that only applies to a shlamim. It doesn't apply across the board to all karbanis. Says the Gemara, because I have a very, very inclusive pasuk, Zoysa Toira, La Oyla Vala Mincha Vala Chatez Vala Asha Vala Biyom, O Lezevacha Shlomim, Hekeshon HaKosov L'Shlomim. I'm just reading from the bottom of Dalet Omid Veiz, the tail end of yesterday's daf. So the Toira puts together the whole list of Kabbanis in this Zoysa Toira to tell you that they all have one Torah. What means all one Torah? That they're all similar to each other, and in particular, they're all similar to a shlamim. That just like by a shlamim, shini kodesh and shini baalim, you have to have lishma. Same thing as all the other kabbanas, you have to go and shecht lishma. Very good. Then the Gemara said, okay, but maybe if you shechted shloi lishma, maybe it's ma'akev, maybe it's possible. Why do you say it's kosher? Elishvay ol lebaalim shemchayva. Says Yomar, don't you remember the pasuk that we already quoted on Beis Amid Beis? Moitzav Hasecha Tishmar V'yosisa Kashe Nodarta L'Hashem L'Kecha Nidova Asher Yibarta Beficha. And the Yomar already asked, the pasuk seems to conflate, seems to confuse Neder and Nidova. Moitzav Hasecha Tishmar V'yosisa Kashe Nodarta L'Hashem L'Kecha Nidova. Make up your mind, is it a neder or a nedava? We already discussed yesterday, there's a major difference between neder and nedava. Neder is hari olai, nedava is hari zu. And the ramifications are that if you said hari olai, and you designated a particular behema for that carbon, and that carbon made up later, it ran away, then you have to go and bring another behema for the carbon. And if that behema ran away, you have to bring a third one, because it's hari olai. Gemara said an expression, commander, Munach HaKasvei Dami. It's as if it happens to be on his shoulders. He has an obligation. He's got to bring this carbon. Come heaven or high water, he's got to bring it. So if the behema got lost, stolen, died, bring another behema. Mashenken Harizu, you designated a particular behema. If that behema gets lost, you do not have to replace it. That's the difference between a neder and a nedava. So what does it have to do with this pasuk? Explain the Gemara. Moitz V'secha Tishmar V'asisa. Go and do what you're supposed to do in terms of lishma. And if so, it'll be kasher nedarta. You'll be yotze your neder. However, if you're not going to have in mind lishma, it won't be a neder, it'll be a nedava. So it'll be a kosher carbon, but you will not be yotze your neder that you took upon yourself as a self-imposed obligation. And then the Gemara finally said at the end, what do I have to have both psukim for? Said the Gemara, because if I'd only have the pasuk legabe moitzusecha tishmar, I wouldn't know what that is referring to. It just simply says, keep your word, do what you're supposed to, but I don't know legabe which avoida and legabe what halacha. Doesn't say lishma in that pasuk. So therefore, moitzusecha tishmar goes to tell you. So that was one pasuk. What do I need Zaysa Torah for? Zaysa Torah comes to tell you. I might think that the whole thing is possible in Gantz and just with Zaysa Torah. Totally possible. If it's Shloi Lishma, that's why I have the pasuk. Moitzusecha tishmar to tell you. Lechatchil, it has to be Lishma. And if you do Lishma, you're Mekayim, you're Neder. But if you don't do Lishma, it's still kosher. It's a kosher in Dava. Just like Olabalim Shemuchai. Anyway, that's how we concluded yesterday. So now, Reish Lakish apparently was not at that discussion, and he did not know of this pasuk of the Moitzus Asecha Tishma. I mean, he knew that pasuk exists, but he didn't know the halachic ramifications. So Yomar tells us, Rami Reish Lakish al Ma'ayi, Reish Lakish was lying on his stomach, Bei Midrasha in the Bismedish, Umakshi, and he asked the following kasha. Of course, the Mefarshim wonder, why does the Gemara tell us that Reish Lakish was lying on his stomach whilst he asked this kasha? So, Zebekoi v'Zebekoi, each one tries to give a different shot. Some of the Mefarshim say that it's coming to tell you that don't think that if you're so tired that you're now lying down on your stomach and you want to go and learn Torah, that it's disrespectful, it's a bizoyin for Torah. No, it's not disrespectful. If you're so tired that you're now lying prone on your bed or on the floor or on the bench in the Bismedish and you're being makshi, it's, if anything, maybe it shows a compliment to Reish Lakish that he was fighting sleep, he was fighting being tired, and he says, Rabbi say, we still gotta keep on learning, even though I'm never, oh, I'm so oskimatin, I'm so tired, I'm lying. Vaitalen. So, what did Reish Lakish, who was lying on his stomach of his medish, what was he makshi? He asked, I don't understand the Mishnah. The Mishnah starts off that if you shechted kabbana shloi lishma, the ksheirim el shloi ol labalim shemchayve, except again for the exceptions. So asked Reish Lakish, mamanavshach, im ksheirim heim, if you're telling me that the kabbanas are kosher, bidiyeved, when you didn't do it lishma, the yaratzu. So why don't you say that you had the full package? It's kosher, and it's maratzu. Maratzu means that your yodzei, it is Olu lebalim shemchay. Elamai v'yeneim aratzim. If you're going to go and tell me loy olu lebalim, so lama boyin. So why do you even bring it? What Reish Lakish is asking very simply, lechayit should be one way or the other. If it's kosher, b'diavad, it should be totally kosher. If it's not kosher, it shouldn't be kosher at all. What is this? Yovia kosher v'shlish v'achri b'nei. It's kosher. If it's kosher, it should be all about the Mishum Chayv.
What's Reish Lakish's question on?
What's the question on? His question is on our Mishnah. He started off the Mishnah back on the Afteim Zomar Aleph. Kol hazvachim, all kabbanas, shenizbuchu that were gishacht and shloi lishmat, they're kosher. Ela shloi all about the Mishum Chayv. You're not yotzei, you're chiyuv, and you have to bring a new carbon. So Reish Lakish is asking, if you're telling me b'diyevet shloi lishmat is kosher, so why don't you tell me b'diyevet that shaloi v'shmoi, it's also olu lebalim shemchayvi. You are yotzei yekar. Elamai, you're going to say, come on, you can't. You didn't have a lishma. So if it's not lishma, maybe it should be a pasul of carbon totally. And take the carbon and send it out to the Beis Hadeshen, which is where you burn pasul of carbon. So it should be either totally kosher or totally pasul. But to have halfway, 50-50, says Reish Lakish, where does this come from? Amalei Reb Lazer. Now Gemara says Reb Lazer, it should really be Reb Lazer, because Reish Lakish, of course, is an Amoira. We only have one Reb Lazer in Shas, just named Reb Lazer, which is Reb Lazer Ben, who happens to be a Tana.
Oh, Reb Lazer,
Reb Lazer is only Reb Lazer Ben Horkin is in the Mishnah. You have other, you have Reb Lazer Ben Yosef, you have other Reb Lazer Ben Yaakov, but Reb Lazer alone is Reb Lazer Ben Horkin, who's a Tana. Stam Reb Lazer. And he would not be a person that would be talking to Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish was one or two generations later.
Right.
So it must be Reb Lozer. Now Reb Lozer, there are two Reb Lozers. And anytime you have any doubts as who the two Reb Lozers are, Barry is always willing to tell us immediately.
Reb Lozer ben Shmuel is the Tana, Elazar ben Bedas is the Amora, the student of Reish of Rabbi Yochanan.
We already mapped out the Tana because it couldn't be.
Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua is a Tana.
I know, but it couldn't be because of just the same reason it couldn't be.
Right, exactly. This is Rabbi Elazar ben Bedas, the Amora, the Talmud who replaced Reish Lakish. Talmud Rabbi Yochanan.
Good. So Rabbi Elazar and Reish Lakish were contemporaries, and Reish Lakish asked the question. Homilator Blazer says there is halachic precedent that you can have a half a carbon. Half a carbon means that it's kosher. What's the precedent? We find that there are a number of kabbanis that you bring the achamisa. They're kosher kabbanis, even though they are not ola for the balim. It's not meratzim. Meratzim means either shle ola balim shem choyva, or it doesn't give a form of kapara, but it's a kosher carbon. What do you have in mind? What do you mean? That not. We have a Mishnah. Who's taking a Mishnah? Mishnah in Mesechtes Kinem, Mitch, and we'll get to that soon. What a geshmak in Mesechta. You have a woman who's a Yoledes. Mazel Tov, Baruch Hashem. Now, at the end of the 40 days or the 80 days, depending on whether it was a Zohar or a Nekeva, she has to bring two karbonis. If she happens to be a wealthy lady, doesn't have to be super wealthy, but normal wealth, then she brings a keves li'oila, and she brings a ben yoina oisor lechatos. The imdali ve'in yoda masegis, but if she cannot afford a keves together with a ben toir or ben yoina, toir or ben yoina, what she does is she brings two toirim, or two ben yoina, one for a chatos and one for an oila. That's what you say in the Torah, beginning of Parshas Kisasriah. Now, what happens this year? Led us for Hashem. She gave birth. She was already mafresh to either the keves and the bird, or the two birds for the chatas and the oila. And she's so happy, and everything's gevaldik. But unfortunately, lo yaleinu v'lo yaleichem, she passed away. Can you imagine? Everybody was so happy for her. She had a baby. Nebuch, she passed away. So what happens now? She already was able to bring the chatas in the base of Midrash before she had a chance to bring the carbon oila. Why didn't she bring them simultaneously? I don't know. Maybe the oila flew the coop, literally, because after all, we're talking about a bird. So she was only able to bring the chatas, and she said, okay, the bird will come back again. I know this bird, it'll return. And Baruch Shem Itaka returned. But in the meantime, she brought her carbon chatos, she died. Now the oila is back, resting again in the dovkot, and nebuch, she passed away. Yavil yorshin oilasa. The yorshin should go and bring that carbon oila on her behalf. On the other hand, oilasu meis. What happened to she brought the carbon oila and then she passed away? La yavil yorshin chatos. They should not bring the carbon chatos for the obvious reason, because that's one of the Chomish Chatois Meisois, the Simnois Pileges. One of the Chomish Chatois Meisois. One of them is Chatosh Meisu Baalea. So you don't bring it. What do? It goes Lemisa. Okay, Zayafite. But let's go back to the first halacha. First halacha was she already brought her Chatos. Now the ocean should go and bring that carbon oil. The question is that oil, although it's a kosher carbon, but it's not Meratza. Why is it not Meratza? Because she passed away. Rashi says on the sixth line from the top, seventh line, Deimaratim, She'en kapar l'meisim. The af'at al tisma aleilu. There is no such thing as a kapar l'meisim. Person passed away. By the way, parenthetically, this only applies to karbonos. There are other ways and forms of being ma'ala the neshama and bringing a kapar. And that's the reason why people give tzedakah le'ilui nishmat. People learn mishnayis le'ilui nishmat. People say Tehillim Eli Nishmas. All of those are wonderful things, and they do afford kapara for the person even after he or she passes away. And that's why it's a big Indian that the children, mishpacha, friends, etc., should go and learn mishnayis, give tzedakah, etc., for the aliyas neshama. However, karbonos will not do the trick, because you can only bring the karbon and be meratzah if the person is still alive. Once a person passed away, yes, the Yorshim should bring the carbon. Yavil Yorshin Oilasa. But that oil is not Meratza. So therefore, Jokt Yetz Rebbe Lozer to Reish Lakish, what are you getting so agitated about? And you're asking, how could you have a carbon which is only 50%? it's a kosher korban, but not meratze. Says Reb Lozer, that's the case lemushal by this yoledes that left over the oyla that the yoshim are bringing. It's a kosher korban, but it's not meratze. It doesn't do anything for the neshama of the yoledes that never passed away. That being the case, so we already have precedent to this 50% type of thing. Yeah. Yes, Robert, you have a question.
Ilo is supposed to be drawn when you arrive at Esser. What Esser, the woman who gave birth, was Ilo to bring that Ilo that she did a kapara for an Esser. Lois says, I understand, because she has mice, she made a neder, she doesn't want to have more children, she has to bring a harus. But the Ilo, how does it enter into the city?
You are correct that oyle is mechaper for an asay, and oyle is also mechaper for a lav hanitik la'asay, where there is no din of bringing a korban chatas. However, in both of those cases, there is no chiyuv to go and bring a korban oyle. If a person does bring a korban oyle, it's mechaper, for sure. So for instance, if somebody one day unfortunately didn't put on tefillin, yes, it would be a good thing to bring a korban oyle, but it is not required. It's not mandatory. You did it. This would be a form of kapara, in addition to go and clapping a few times al-chet. The case of the aledes, the reason why she's bringing it is not for kapara. The reason why she's bringing it because the Torah requires it. That's exeris akosif. The Kodesh Baruch Hu said that every single aledes, she could be the tzedekis hador, and she could be any regular plain woman. She has to bring an oyle together with a korban chatas. That about the korban chatas, you're right.
Why the Gemara uses the lashon kapara?
The lashon kapara, you'll see the Gemara in the Amud Beis, when we get to the end of today's blot, the Gemara is going to say that just in case, in addition to having just given birth to the baby, she also happens to have a couple of assays that she did not perform, or a lava nitik la'asay, so then it'll include that as part of the oiler. So the kapara is not just...
To give a clean slate,
exactly right. So our Gemara is saying, all of that is wonderful and all that is great, but since she passed away, why are we bringing the oiler? So you see that there is precedent that you bring a korban, and it's a kosher korban, even though it's not meratza. So that was the teretz that Reb Lozer gave to Reish Lakish. Amaleis, Reish Lakish says back, Medila Chabayim. Okay. Nishkefer, Lech Nishkefer. It could have been worse, Rabbi Yisrael. Maybe you want to bring a paper towel from the sink.
That's exactly
okay. Shkoyach. For those that are listening, we'll continue in another few seconds. We had a minor mishap here. Nishkefer, Lech. Much less than the water that fell at the time of the marble at the time of night.
So wake up, Rich Lucky.
Okay.
All about the
Shemitah
Mishpah yesterday, right? Yes. Oh my. We lost six soldiers yesterday.
Nebuch.
Tired of Yiddish Kinder. Sorry, your son knew one of them?
One of the two, the older one who was
shot at Allenby, he was stabbed at Allenby Cross.
Two shot with a 11.
Nebuch, same with that.
He died with him.
All right, we should hip Surah Stoibis. It should all be a kapara for Klal Yisrael. None of these deserve to die. It's just a kapara for the whole Yiddish. Okay, so we continue on. Yeah, everybody is okay with that. Thank you, Barry, for your wonderful help here. Okay, so remember, Reb Lozer said to Reish Lakish, "Don't get so nervous. Don't get so upset. We have precedent." Anytime you're bringing a korban le'achar misa, with it's not meratza for the person who set aside that korban. So now Reish Lakish says, "Amalei madina lecha bi'oila di as le'achar misa." That I agree with you. No problem. Yes, you have good precedent. If you have a korban oila that you shechted l'shem shlamim, you can go and say it's taka kosher korban, Elishli ol lebalim shemuchayve. What's the precedent? The oiler, like we just had by the case of this isha the yoledes. So oiler is as asi liachem misa, even though it's not meratze. But asham dli asi liachem misa minolan. What happens if you're talking about the mashal of carbon asham? Carbon asham, as we know, you don't bring liachem misa because asham is similar to the chomish chatois mesois. You don't have the mitzius of all five the gabi and asham. Because Lemushel, you talk about a Vlad Chatos, and an Oshem is always a Zohar, can't have a Vlad. Okay, but putting that aside, what's the halacha by an Oshem? Kol Sheva Chatos Meisa, Oshem is Yira Ad Shiestayev. You let it go out into the pasture until it gets a mum. Once it gets a mum, you buy it, and you take the money, and you use it to buy an Oila, the Kayetz HaMizbeach. But the Meisa, what happens to this Oshem? Acher Misa means after the Mises Habalim. You don't bring it for a carbon, right? You have to go and wait until it's Nitik L'raya, Tetzamum, etc. You don't bring this for a carbon. Ah, so you don't have any halachic precedent now. So what happens if you took an Osher? And you had in mind, the Kohen had in mind, for a Shlomin, for an Oila, but not for an Osher, says our Mishnah, it's okay, no problem. Tanikama holds, it's a good carbon. Why? Where do we find that an Oshem we can go and split in half? It's a kosher carbon, but it's not meratzim. So he said, by Oila we find such a thing, the Acher Misa. But we don't find it by an Oshem. There's no such thing as bringing a carbon Oshem li Acher Misa. So maybe it's all or nothing. Either it has a din of a kosher carbon and it's meratzim, or it's not a good carbon and a not meratzim. So what are you going to answer like an Oshem? Amalei Reb Loza said, guess what? Harimachul Koscha B'tzidoi. You have the benefit of the great Reb Lezer in the Mishnah, because it said in the Mishnah, Reb Lezer Oimer Afa Oshem. You hold exactly like him. And that's why Taka Reb Lezer says that the exceptions to the rule are not just Pesach and Chatzas, but it's Pesach, Chatzas, and Oshem. All three in a Chanami. Mamish, you're right here. You're directly on point. Is Omar, so now Rish Lakish says back to Reb Lezer, Zeu Sha'iman Olaf Adam Godelhu, about you it is said, or he's saying in the third person, that your grace Adam Godel. Shkoyach, I know that Rebbe Lezer holds that the halacha applies not only to Pesach and to Chatas, but to Oshem. That what? That all three kabbanis, they are possible Shulay Lishma. But Kamina Anna Mishnah Shleima. I'm going according to, says Rashi, the Tanakam of the Mishnah. Since the Kanakama is not named in the Mishnah, the Derech Klal we paskin like a Stam Mishnah. And if that's the case, why, according to the Rabbanan, the presumptive halachic experts on this subject said only Chatos and Pesach are possible, but Oshem is kosher. It's a kosher carbon. Why should that be? I am asking Mishnah Shleima, the Tanakama, the Stam Mishnah, that Amrish Li Reb Lezer, that doesn't help me. I still have to understand the Tanakama. Elam Rish Lakish, Yishlakish said now on his own, you know what? Eftach Anno Pischel and Afshoy. I think I have the answer to my question on my own. And he comes up with the same teretz that we said yesterday, the Pasik Amoitzis Vasecha Tishmo Sisa Kasheh Nodarta. And the Pasik ends off that it's a Nedova. Vegemar Hay Nedova. Neiduhu, v'chuli. And the Gemara spears us, having to repeat the whole Gemara again, since we already said it at the beginning of the shir. And they knew that there would be a Zashtikl Mabel, and therefore that we'd be short of time. Can we remember what we said already yesterday at the bottom of the Amen and Daf Beis, that if you do it the way you're supposed to, lishma, it's not only kosher, but it's olu l'balim shem choyve, you makayim your neder. And if it was shaloi lishma, although it's kosher, it's only an edava, and therefore it's a kosher edava, but you're not oilu lishim choy. So he came up with the same teretz himself. Yosef Reb Zeir Reb Yitzchak Bar Abba V'Yosef Abayi Kabayu V'Yasli Ka'am Kashli Rish Lokish Oshem V'Li Osili Acher Misa V'Nosev La Talmud. And then the Gemara answered, meaning Rish Lokish himself brought the limud of Moitzev Sechatishma. Frank Timura Eim Haba B'Nedum Nedava Laisi V'Loi Lirtzi Oshem Loi Laisi Klal. Says the Gemara, the teretz that Rish Lakish just gave of the Moitzev Sechat Ishmar only works for karbonis which are not mandatory, totally voluntary, from the goodness of the person's heart. a person who's bringing a neder, or he's bringing a nedava. So he's saying if you do it properly, mit lishma, it's a neder. All the balim shem chayim. However, if you didn't do it properly, it's only a nedava. It's a kosher carbon. Shalai all the balim shem chayim. So freiti yimara. So I don't understand. Here we're asking the gabe carbon oshem. Oshem is a choyv. I can still ask my original question. If I brought a carbon oshem, shalai lishma, says Rish Lakish, it should be one way or the other. Either it's totally kosher, plus it's olish ba'am shem chayva, or I should say it's not kosher at all. So you're telling me, yeah, this do a posig moitzvah sechatishma. That's talking about an oila, mitashlam, mitatoida. Those types of kabanas that you bring, betoiras, neder nedava. But that should not apply to an asham. So by asham, I should be back to square one with the kasha of Rish Lakish. And I should say, Aim haba b'neder nedava, laisi v'loy letzi. Let's say by neder nedava, you bring them, and even if it's not meratza, it's not ol ba'al mishim choyva, because it was shloy l'shma, fine, neder nedava, beautiful text. But asham loy laisi klal, by an asham, you shouldn't bring it at all. Meaning, if you're talking about that it is shloy l'shma, then don't bring it. Of course, it's not a question of bringing or not bringing, it's a question of the coin. But he's saying, we should say that it's not a kosher carbon at all. This neder nedava doesn't apply to asha. So go back to Rish Lakish's original question. If you bring it shloi l'shma, you should say it's worthless. It's not a kosher carbon. Amalu Abaye. So Abaye says there's a little bit of background that the Gemara left out. Rish Lakish mihocha pasach. Really, when Rish Lakish came up with the pasach moitzu secha tishmar, he first had a preliminary pasach. What was that preliminary pasach? Legabe the carbon chatos. That we know that the din of the shochet oisel chatos, you have to go and bring a korban chatos l'shem chatos, and if you didn't bring l'shem chatos, it's totally awesome. Talk to you more. Oisa l'shma sheira. If you do this particular behema for the korban chatos the way you were supposed to, oh, it's taka chatos. Shaloi l'shma. However, if it was not l'shma, then it's psula. It's possible. Not good. Zero. So now I'm being medayik. V'shochet oisa. Oisa means dafke a korban chatos. Bashar kodshim shaloi lishman. Any other kodshim which was shaloi lishman, which are not a chatos, and they're not an oisa, ksheirin. They are kosher. Zokti mar yochel yiratzo, I would think not only they're kosher, but maybe they're also maratzo, meaning that they're ol lebalim shemachoyba. Ah, tam aloyim amoytz v'secha tishmar. Neider. And if not, it's nedava. Zokti yomara, all of that is beautiful, but right of the ema haba b'neder unedava laisi b'leiratzi. Go and say neder unedava. You can bring them shloi l'shma, and they won't be meratza, meaning that they will not be oil l'balim shemchayva. But asham, let us say artzui nami l'ratzi. Let us say that it's even meratza. Why is the Gemara suggesting that it should even be meratza? Because the only time that we find that it's possible, besides Karban Pesach, the only fine time that we find that it's possible is v'shachar oisa. L'chatos, oisa l'shma k'sheira. Shar kabonis are possible. I would have thought they're possible. Totally, I'm sorry. Sorry again. Oisa l'shma k'sheira. Shaloi l'shma psula. Chatos, shaloi l'shma is totally possible. But it's only oisa. Only chatos. Other kabonis, you don't have this din that it's totally possible. So what's the din by these shar kabonis? So Rish Lakish said, based on that pasuk, shar kabanis, if you did it lishma, it's kosher of all about mishum chayva. If you did it shaloi lishma, it's a nedava. It's a kosher carbon, but it's not oil lishum chayva. That's vaita only by neder nedava. But now that we're talking about the mushal of carbon asham, since it's not a neder nedava, you don't have the benefit of that pasuk. And since the Torah is only by a carbon chatas, the shachar oisa lechatas, oisa lishma ksher. Shaloi lishma psula. So maybe by an asham, not only is it kosher, but maybe it's even maratza, because there's nothing to suggest this downgrading from neder to nedava by an asham, because an asham is not brought as a neder nedava. It's only brought because you have a chiyuv. So maybe it should be maratza. Amar Abaye, asham de maratza lemotza samaris. That's impossible. Why is it impossible? I have a kal v'choyme. Kal v'choyme yoyla. Ma oyla she'ena mechaperez, ena maratza. In a sense, an oila is a little bit more kal than the case of an asham. In which respect is it kal? Because it doesn't come for kapara. We had the discussion with Robert before that it's mechaper on behalf of an essay, mit alav shenitik lasei. Emes, but it's not a choiva to go and bring. It's if you bring the carbon oil, it's mechatz. But a chatzas you gotta bring. An asham you have to bring. So therefore, an oil, madach, an oil which is not designed and designated and not obligated, not required to be mechaper. And we're saying, even though it's shvach in that sense, it's more kal. But it's not meratzah, if you brought it shaloi lishma. Asham, which was much more chomer, that the whole purpose of the asham is to be mechaper on lavin that this person was over. And iser me'ila lemashal, or an iser gezeila with a false shavua. That's why you're bringing this carbon asham that it's mechaper. Ain't it in? Ain't it meratzah? In the chavanda nevada, how could it possibly be meratzah if you're bringing shaloi lishma? The oil which is kal, in the sense that it's not mechaper, shaloi lishma, it's not meratzah. So then Asham for sure, and it didn't change Maratza, it cannot be that it's Oyla Ratza. Abad, it's not Oyla Lishim Chayva. Ah, so with this Lechayra, we've answered our Kasha that Rish Lakish posed. Why do you say that it's kosher, but it's not Maratza? So you wanted to give an answer for the Moitz of Asacha that only applies to Nader Nadava. Maybe by an Asham, Stakim Chaper as well. It's Kanyazan because of this Kalbachayma. So it's Gemara, but I have a Pirch on the Kalbachayma. You know the reason why by the oil it's not meratze. You led us to believe the premise of your kasha was, of the kal b'choymer was, that the oil is more kal vis-a-vis asham because it's not mechap. I'll show you that oil is more chomer. Mal oil shekein kol. It's kugel kol. The whole thing goes on his bech. Not one morsel can be eaten by the kehanim gunish. That's very chomer. And that's why the Torah says, ain't a meratze. But an asham where it is eaten by the kahanim, maybe it is meratzah. Says the Gemara, the fact that an oil is kula kalu, that is not a chumrah for these purposes. Shlam yechichu, because a shlam, as we know, is not kula kalu. And nevertheless, we say a shlamim, which again is similar to an oiler, which it's not mechaper at all, not even for an essay, lavanitik, let's say guunisht, and it's not meratzah. Not meratzah means le'olu le'balim shem choyva, and then certainly the case of the asham, which is much more chomer, in which respect is it more chomer, that it is mechaper, then avada ain't a din she'ain a meratza. So I can learn from shlom and my kal v'chomer. No, I have a pirch on this kal v'chomer as well. Because ma'al shlom is came to unen nesachim, with the nuvas chaz v'shoik, when it comes to nesachim, to nuvas chaz v'shoik, shlom is very unique. Since it is so unique, it has these built-in additional chumrais. That's the reason why it's not meratzah. However, the case of Asha, where you don't have l'chayra, the nisachim, and the tuvus chaz v'shoik, then you should go and say that it is meratzah after all. It's kal compared to shlomim. The shlomim is much more chomer. Every time you bring a shlomim, you have to have the nisach hayayim. During sikkus, you have to have the nisach hamayim. Every time you have to take the chaz v'shoik, which is nitn l'kahanim, and you have to do atanufa. But you don't do that legabi karban asha. And so therefore, shlomim taka ain't a meratzah. But maybe for an asham it would be meratzah. So tomorrow, oyla techiach. I'm going to bring a raya from oyla. By oyla you don't have tanufas chaz v'shoik. Oyla does have, by the way, nesachim. And Rav Kiva Rege already asks on it, why does it say oyla techiach, which sounds like on nesachim and tanufas that they don't have Nisachim, Tuvus Chad Vashaik. They do have Nisachim, if you see the Gilian Ashas, Jokt to the second shtickle, Shem Oyla Techiach Tamuali. Hagam Oyla Tzrich Nisachim. And Oyla also requires Nisachim. Elamai, I'm talking about that it's an Oyla Sa'oif Yechiach. There, Oyla Sa'oif, there is no Nisachim. And Kain Eich Barchinen Allah, Ma'la Oyla Shigesh Betzibur. That's going to be the next question. There's no Oyla Sa'oif Betzibur. Elamai, you're going to go and tell me, Shem Oyla Bechlal. Also not a good talent. It's Arachir. Anyway, but putting aside Nesachim, Tanuvas Chaz V'Shoik, you only have by Shlom, you don't have by an Oila, and you don't have by an Asham. And so therefore, says the Gemara, don't learn from Shlom, learn from an Oila. The Madach, the Oila, happens to be so kal. It does not have Tanuvas Chaz V'Shoik. It does not have, it's not Meratzah. And nevertheless, we still say, it's not Mechaper. Nevertheless, we say it's not meratzah. Certainly in Asher, it's much more chomer, Avadi should say, ain't a meratzah. Zorti Mora, v'chozer din, I cannot learn from Oyla. Why can't I learn from Oyla? Because an Oyla has the chomer, then it's called a kagal. I can't learn from Shlom because it has the chomer of Nisachim, that was chav v'shay. V'chozer din, rezekri, hatzad ha-shev v'shem'en she'en kod shim, v'shoch t'shlo yishman, k'sherin, the ain meratzim, they're kosher, but they're not meratzah. Afani ovi Asher, shehu kodesh, v'shachta shalei lishmoi, kosher v'yayna maratza. Oh, so I'm not going to learn it from Makal v'chaymer, from oila individually, or shlavim. I'm going to learn it from the two together with a mahatzad, just like these two kreisa karbonis. What's the din by both of them? That you bring them shalei lishmoi. And what's the din? Same thing, the osher. If you brought a shalei lishma, what's the din? It's going to be kosher carbon. However, it's not going to be ol lebalim shem chayva.
What's the difference between mechaper and meratzim?
The word mechaper means that it's designated specifically for a kapar, such as when you go and bring a carbon chatos. Typically, the chait is that you did something that the mezer would have been kares. You did a bishoygig. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, that's your kapara, the nirtzaloi lechaper olav. You want a kapara on your aveira. By accident, you worked on Shabbos. By accident, you went and did avodah zara. By accident, you ate chaylev. By accident, you went and drank dam. Torah says, you know how you get a kapara? It's not enough to say Hashem lebegadnu. You have to bring this carpet. That's called kapara. Meratza means that you don't have to bring the carbon, but if you bring the carbon, it inures to your favor. On your balance sheet, oh, he brought a carbon, it's ola l'ratzoin l'fonov, it's meratza. So in all of these cases, when we're talking about the oila and the shlomim, etc., we're not talking about kapara, because the oila and shlomim don't give kapara. But they are meratza, that they're oila l'ratzoin l'fonov, and therefore the balim get credit upstairs on their balance sheet for doing this very meritorious act.
So what's the main difference?
So one second. So therefore, our Mishnah says that these kabbalas which you did shalei lishma, although they're kosher and could keep on bringing them to the Zrika Saddam, and the kahan can eat from the carbon if it's a shlomim, and so on and so forth, and the balan can eat from it, but the neder that he made, that I'm going to go and bring that oil and that shlomim, he was not mekayim it. Unfortunately, he didn't fulfill it because it was done shalei lishma. So getting back to your question, you're saying what's the difference between mechaper and meratzer? If something is mechaper, then it's a full-blown kapara, and you don't have to worry anymore. Unfortunately, I ate chaylev by mistake. I drank dam by mistake. I had a kapara. As far as meratz is concerned, is that you get extra credits on your balance sheet up in Shemayim for doing something which is very, very nice, but it doesn't act as a kapara to remove anything that you did improperly. So getting back to our Gemara now. So l'choyra, I have from these two together, binyan av, the mokar, that even by a carbon asham, if it's shaloi lishma, it's a kosher carbon. These two kabonas, you have betzibur, meaning the tzibur brings every single day of the week. They bring a carbon oila, that's oila's tamid in the morning, oila's tamid in the afternoon. The tzibur can also bring a carbon shlomim. Really? Oh, one time a year on Shavuos they bring the kivsei atzeres, which accompany the shtei halachim. So that's called the karm shlom. Even though there are differences, because this shlom happens to be kachim kalim, that shlom is shalom etzibur, which is kachim kudishim. But they're both called shlom. So therefore, the yeshna betzibur. Mashenkim be'osham. I never find an osham betzibur. It doesn't exist. Oh, the tzibur never brings a carbon osham. So that being the case, maybe these two, the reason why it's a kosher carbon. Elishloi ol lebalim shem choyve, they're not meratze, is because they have that chumrah that you bring metzibur. Oshem had never brought metzibur. So maybe Oshem, not only is it a kosher carbon, but maybe it's even meratze, maybe it's even mechaper. So Timur, that pircha is not a good pircha, because toide techiach. Toide is also a carbon, yeah, which you go and bring for purposes of being of going and thanking Kodesh Baruch Hu for all the wonderful things he did for you. And guess what? The halacha is going to be the same like our Mishnah, that if you did it shalei lishma, it's going to be a kosher carbon, but it's like ol lebalim shem chayve. And here, you don't have a taina, it's yeshna betzibur. There's no such thing as the tzibur bringing a carbon to either.
The Torah is called a shlomim, though. It has the name shlomim.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like a subset of shlomim.
What you're saying is correct, and maybe the Gemara, if it had no other teretz, it would give that teretz. But the Gemara feels that it has a better teretz, and that is ma'ale toide shekein teuna lechem. You cannot bring a raya from toide because toide has a different chumrah than all the other kabbonis have. What is that? That in addition to the actual behemah, you have to bring the lachmei toide.
And you bring the shtei lechem with the
kifsei atzeres.
Right. So It's a very nice parallel, actually.
So the Gemara, oilu ushlam yechichu, that there you don't have the tu'una lecha. And therefore, I have now three separate kabbanas, an oila, a shlamim, and a toida, each one of which has a chumra that the others do not have. The oila has the chumra that is kula kalu, the shlamim has the chumra that you have the tenufas chaz v'shoik, the toida has the chumra that you go and bring the lechem together with it, and each one of them we said in the Mishnah that if you made a bubu and you were makavit shaloi lishma, it's kosher, and so therefore, now let's learn the din of Asham from these three. Each one is different than the other. But it's out of Shavu Shem, Shein Kein Kachim, V'shachter Shalai Nishman Kosher, V'ayna Maratza. Afani Ovi, Asham, Shu Kodesh, V'shachter Shalai Nishman, it's kosher, V'ayna Maratza. Oh, L'choyer Zeh Zeh Gut. So this is the Teretz L'choyer to Reish Lakish, it's kosher. Why is it by the Asham that we say that it's kosher? Don't tell me the pasuk of Moitzev Secha Tishmar, because that's only referring to Neder Nedava. How do I know Asham? I'll learn it from these three together in the Mahatzad, from an Oila, Shlomim, and a Toit. Great Gemara, but Malatzad Hashem Hashem Chain Boyim B'Neder Nedava. Each one of these can be brought, but not that an Oila has to be brought, the daily Oila is not Neder Nedava, but each one fits into the category that it can be a voluntary card. And about voluntary kabbanis, that's what we said in the pasuk. Moitzesecha tishmar, neider, nedava. If you did what you're supposed to with lishma, then it's oila lebalim shumchayv. It's a proper neider. He was makayim as neider. He fulfilled it. And if he didn't do lishma, it's a kosher carbon. But you didn't fulfill your neider. It's a nedava. You have to bring a new carbon. So now learn from that the same thing you wanted to learn from that the gabi carbon oshem as well. You can't learn gabi carbon oshem because oshem doesn't fit that same pattern that it could be brought by Neder and Nedava. And so therefore, Reish Lakish's kasha is Vaitishver. How do you know that you can go and split it down the middle by an Asham and say it's kosher, but it's not Mechaper, not Meratza? You're going to tell me, oh, you learn it from these three, the case of the Oyla, the Shlom, and the Taida. But all these three are born by Neder and Nedava, and you have the benefit of the Possim and the Moitzav Sechet Tishma. But by Asham, it's not brought by Neder and Nedava ever. So you don't have the benefit of that Possim. It should be all or nothing. Either it's totally kosher and it's Allah, or it's not kosher and it's not Allah at all. Make up your mind. Elam Rav. Rav says, you know what? Put aside these Kal B'chaymas, put aside the Matzad. We're going to learn it from that Pasuk. Zoyis HaToyra, La'oila, V'la Mincha, V'la Chatzos, V'la Osh, V'la Milom, Zevach HaShlamim, that the Torah was makish, all Kabbalahs to the Shlam. And one of those in the Pasuk is V'la Chatzos, V'la Osham. So I have a hekish. Just like by the shlamim, if you did it shaloi lishma, it's kosher. Same thing like Abi and Asham. It's kosher.
It says chatas in that pasuk, so why isn't chatas also kosher?
And you know who asked this kasha? The very next shtickle gemara is mechaben to your kasha. So you're not mechaben to Rabbi Kiva Eger, you're mechaben to the Amoraim. Wow! The highest madrega after the Tanoim. You're mechaben to that kasha. So Elam Arav is a satirik, kishakos l'shlam, mashlam yikarchim, shachtol l'shman, kshayim, v'ayim maratzim, afani avu yashem, shihu kadosh, and it's not maratzim. Freyti mar maichoz is the akshat l'shlam. The same pasuk, as you just pointed out, says chatas, chatas yashem. Akish l'chatas. Why don't we go and say, just like chatas we said before, we have a drasha to tell you that the chatas is possible if it's shaloi l'shma, not that it's kosher, elishli, all about. It's possible to say that the Asham, you make a hekish from the, from not from shlomim to Asham, make a hekish from chatas to Asham. Just like chatas is totally possible. Maybe the Asham is also totally possible. Azei frey te gemara. So gemara, don't you remember we said in the Amir Aleph, hamiyat rachmana oisa. We said, it said in the pasuk, v'shachar oisa. V'shachar oisa lechatas. When does it passel? Only if it's a chatas. Oisa v'loi acher. Enishka shlomim. Enishkan oyla. Enishkan osham. Only chatas. V'shachar oisa lechatas. Oisa l'shma p'sheira. And shloi l'shma p'sula as opposed to other kabbalas. Okay.
You forgot about Pesach, by the way. Pesach is...
You know why I didn't say Pesach? Because the Daf Yomi people said anything more than an hour and a half, people are not going to stay for the shir. So if we wanted to put in Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkot and Purim and Chanukah and everything, we're going to get to it. We just have to have a little bit of patience in Yetz Hashem. Okay. Anyway, so Deval Hamid Rachmana Oisa, and that's the reason why I combine both the Zoysa Torah that I'm Makish Oshem to something. So why do you say Makish Shlom? Why not Makish it to a carbon Chatos? The reason is because by Chatos is a Miet Oisa. Only by Chatos is a puzzle. All other Kabbanis, Baruch Hashem, it's kosher, except for Karban Pesach. How do I know? We're going to get to a Mitzvah, another Pasuk soon, in Miet Hashem, not today, another couple of days. Yosef Ravuda Ranach, Yosef Rashes, goodbye. Vyasvi Ka'am. Kashli Rish Lakish Osham, to Le Osi Li Achamisa. What was the premise of Rish Lakish's Kasha at the very outset? Remember, he asked, it should be either totally kosher or totally possible. What is this 50-50? Answer the Gemara says, well, we find that the Mushla Gabi Yer Levis, the Gabi Yer Karban Oila, that it's 50-50. And it's Bola Achar Misa, even though it's not Maratza for Mason after Misa, it's not Machaper. But you see, you find that. So what did Rish Lakish say? Shkoyach, that's by an oila. But by an oshem, you don't bring in the achamisa. So you don't have a halachic precedent to go and say, oh, you see, that is another time where you split it down the middle, that it's kosher. That you only find by an oila. You don't find that by an oshem. Because in oshem, you don't have that precedent. And oshem, you don't bring the achamisa. Because it's yirachi estayev. Just like by chatas, it's mesa. Here it did a brayah. So omalu rav sheishis, no. Oshem, you also can go and bring. I'm sorry. Lay Malay, skip, go back to the previous line. They kasha later shlokish. Oshem liyos lachemisa. Lay Malay Reblazer, who is the one that's challenging and trying to fend for Ishlokish and the Amid Aleph, not Reblazer, and not Reblazer in Shabur, but Reblazer in Pedas, etc. Let him go and say, Oshem nami os liyachemisa. You could bring an Oshem after Misa, after all. What do you mean? It's not. It's Rosh Hashanah. So Rashi explains what he means to say is not that this behemoth itself is going to be brought for a carbon achamisa, but rather, what are we going to do? It's going to be nitik l'raya. Nitik l'raya means that the bezin is going to decide, okay, we can no longer use this asham. Why can't we use the asham? Because the balam passed away, and therefore it goes nitik l'raya, it goes royachi yistayim. And what happens then? Amiyat Hashem, a week later, a month later, a year later, it's going to get a mum. What am I going to do? I'm going to be pointed. I'm going to go and take the money and buy a new carbon, my carbon oila, which I'm going to bring the kaitzim is there. So guess what? So the Oshem does have this concept that you bring it, li'achar misa. Will that Oshem be maratza on the original Baalim?
No.
He won't, because the Baalim never passed away. Ain't we till the Mesa. But we'll bring it. We'll bring it through the Oshem, Nitik L'Raya,
and Rivka. A derivative of it.
It was laundered, so I don't know.
See, you're not happy with the Kasha.
No.
But let's see the Rashi on this, the third line from the top. Oshem nami osali achar misa, she'osem shemesu balav, roya, v'dom of noifl l'kayitzam izbeach. Oh, so you have this similar concept. You said you don't have any precedent by Oshem. You have a precedent by Oshem, but not Oshem. No, precedent. Oshem, you also have a precedent that eventually it gets on the Mizbech. In a different form, you buy another animal, maskim. But Lamaisa, it does get on the Mizbech. It's not Maratza because the person passed away. So you see that you can go and split it down the middle. So Rish Lakshin, Nishkeferlach, your kasha, that it should be either all kosher or non-kosher. No, we find this precedent by Oshem too. It's Li'achamis. Zokti Mora, if you were going to say that, Amler of Sheishis, Oshem Lemay Karev, what kasha are you asking? When do you find that the Oshem is brought Achamisa? You talk about the Moisare, the Moiser. Moiser meaning our case where the person passed away, you can't bring the Oshem anymore, you're at Sheishis, and you use the money. Guess what? Chatas Nami Mikrav Karva Moisra. We find even a case by a Chatas. Where do you find by Chatas? Chatas Shemesu Balea. It's for Misa. What are you saying? It doesn't go Moiser that you're going to go and my money. I don't understand what's... So Rashi says we're talking about a very interesting case of a Neveza Mensch. Neveza Mensch means a person who is nervous. What happens if you have to go to Eretz Yisrael and you're afraid that you're going to get to the airport and they're going to say, this ticket doesn't work. So you know what? To be on the safe side, you go and buy two tickets. In case I can't get this seat, I'll have another seat. It has to be on the safe side, you know. I have to go from here to New Jersey by car, and I'm afraid that maybe my car is going to get a flat tire on the route. So you know what? I call up Uber, send me two cars to be on the safe side. just in case the first car for some reason breaks down, I'll have the second car with me. Why am I saying this? This is talking about a person that brought two chatois la'achrayis. That means he's mechuyev to bring a car mechatos. La'achrayis means he's noivis. Noivis means he's nervous. You know Yiddish already. What was he noivis about? That maybe as he's taking the car mechatos to the Beis Hamikdash, it's going to go and machapleita, it's going to run away.
It might drop dead, it might be stolen,
it might get a mum. Shavuot, I'm going to get to the Beis Hamikdash and they're going to say, this chatos is no good. Or you don't have a chatos anymore. Take two chatois. Just to be the safe side, take two chatois.
He has to buy a ticket for the
chatos. He has to buy a ticket for the chatos, exactly. So what happens now? So he goes and brings them. Baruch Hashem, both of them are alive. Neither was stolen, neither ran away, neither got a mum, and he brings one of them. What happens now to the remaining? So now I would say it's chaper and it's chaper
le'abachet. It was the al tanai.
Exactly. Since it was really al tanai, whether it was a befeirish tonight, not a befeirish tonight, but that, he never intended that both of them, you're not allowed to bring a second chatas. You only bring a chatas if you're chayiv. You can't go and bring a binadava. So that his kavana was, whatever won't be used, I won't use it. What is the halachic status of that? So we're going to see, we already saw Masechtas Yuma, but we'll see Mitchum later in our Masechta, that the Shnia is Yira Ad Shiestayiv. What you go and do is allow it to go into the pasture until it gets a mum, and then you're going to go and be pointed, and you're going to take the money and use it, the kaitzim is bad. Oh, just like the case previously by the Usher. Except we have to add one more factor over here. After we already went and sent this behema out, this behema lachrayis, to the pasture, that it should get roya, Nebuch, it took a long time for this behema to get its mum, and in the meantime, the Baalim Nebuch passed away. So not only was this a backup chatas, shineskapa balea ba'acher, but now it's a backup chatas, mesu ba'alea. Nevertheless, you're going to go and bring it when it gets its mum, not bring this animal itself. It'll be pointed, use the money, bring it chatas for a, not for chatas, for oil of a kayit samizbech. Ah, so that's the Gemara. You're trying to bring a precedential case from the case of the Osham. That there are times that you will bring the Osham, even the Acher Misa, not directly Osham, but as you said before, you're going to launder it through. Launder has a little bit of a negativity to it.
A derivative
of the Osham, you're going to bring an oil. So it says Rav Sheishis, Osham l'may karev l'may sarek. The only case that you can find in Osham l'acher misa is this derivative case. Chatas nami, you can find a case, mikrav karva moisra chatas. And nevertheless, what's the din? The chatas is totally possible. So why don't you say that the Osham is totally possible? Just like by the chatas. Even though there is a possibility that you have this type of historical precedential case of that it's, you bring the carbon after all, the oila, it's not meratza because the balam passed away. Even more than that, it's not meratza because they already had the kapara with the original chatas. But bottom line, you bring it. So, same thing they got the carbon asham. That's what you're going to go and say, bring it. Oh, but guess what? Just like by the chatas we say, that if it wasn't the case of mesu balea or the achrayas case, but rather that you brought a chatas, shaloi lishma, you had in mind for an oila, for a shlom, for anything else. It's possible, totally possible. So say the same thing about Karman Asham. Don't tell me Asham, there are cases where you go and split it down the middle. By chatas, you also have cases you just split it down the middle. But nevertheless, you say, but if it wasn't such a case of mitanachrayis, mitagans toira, what's the din? Chatas shaloi lishma is possible. So say the gabi and Asham also. Shaloi lishma is possible. So vaita, we have rehabilitated Rav Sheshis is kasha. Nochmul, why do you say that Asham, you split it down the middle?
Why didn't he go with the pasuk that we had, the Smakish all the ones? Why are they rejecting?
Zoy Satoira.
Those are Torah, right?
Yeah, but that Zoy Satoira would go and tell you that you're Makish it to the carbon Asham, to the carbon Shlomim.
Right.
So Yomar said, why don't you go and Makish it to the carbon Chatas?
We have a meal for Chatas.
Oh, so that's what Yomar said before. So now the Gemara went back to the original kasha. See, go right before the parentheses,
yeah.
Right? Go back 5-6 lines.
Yeah.
Gemara says, "My chaz akshus kuslam akshus lachatzas mi rachmana oisa," like you just said now.
Right.
Now, a new assembly of great sages got together. Yosef Vunav Rav Nachman, Yosef Rav Sheshis Gabaye, Vyas v'Kamri. I don't even understand the original kash of Reish Lakish. Why does he need the Zayis HaTorah? Why does he need the pasuk of Moitzes Hakatishmar? Kash of Reish Lakish Oshem. What was the basis of his kash? Because Oshem liyos liyachemisa. Remember, we originally said, you see, your levness, you bring the oil of the achamisa, even though it's not meratza. So the Ashim will also bring the achamisa. No, no. By Ashim, there's no such thing as bringing the achamisa, so there's no historical precedent. So therefore, ask Rish Lakish, that's the reason why I should say by an Ashim, either it's totally kosher and it's or I should say it's totally non-kosher, like the Karm Chatzis. So that they said, Rish Lakish asked the Kasha, because Oshem the Osh Lachemisa, I don't understand the Kasha, because by Oshem I also find a precedent, just like by Oila, just like Oila is Oila Liachemisa, even though it's not Meratza. The Oshem you also bring Oila Liachemisa. In which form? Yirachi Yisai, you bring an Oila. So I don't even understand the original Kasha. Not that you cannot use that pasuk, you're saying, you're 100% right. But even the kasha was shver, I don't understand the havamina. Says Yomar, I'll tell you why there's a havamina. Because if you're going to tell me that the Oshem is niskar v'achemis in this interesting situation, miti moiser, in other words, because of Yirat Shistai, and you take the money and you bring it for kaitz and mizbeach. No, chatz is the exact same thing. And chatz is the exact same thing. It says in our Mishnah it's totally possible. So therefore say by the Oshem it's also totally also,
well, Tanai Bezdin though built a net moser. You have a Tanai Bezdin that the person, since he's doing it for Achrayas, mm-hmm. only intends he can only use one. So there's a built-in trap door, as it were, to the whole kedusha.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of never really had that full kedusha. It was kind of like
because it's only derivative kedusha.
Right.
Good. I mean, maybe the Gemara could have answered that, but the Gemara says you don't even have the kasha. You're comparing the Oshim to Karm Chatas. Aval gav by the Chatas. Aval gav the Karva. Moisra, in this interesting case of the person Lachrayas, and afterwards the person died, you still bring that carbon chatas, the Moisra, of Rabbi Yitrachmanu who? The Tater is Dr. Who? Where did the Tater say who? Rashi says, Yitrachmanu who? Second line, V'shachar oisai b'mkoy mashi ishchat esu oila lefnei Hashem, chatas who? Why is it called chatas who, not chatas he? Because it's talking about the Seir Nasi, and that Seir is a Zohar. So it's chatasu. Other times, it gives us here, it says chatasi. Anyway, but the bottom line is, I have a miut. Only by the carbon chatas do I say that if it's shaloi lishma, it's totally possible. Masha ain't came by the Oshem, I don't say that. Before we continue on, the Chayyid Gemara is bringing an interesting drashup. Sanai drashup mitu. Didn't we say on the Amud Aleph, Bishachat Oysa lechatas? Only Oysa and not all the other. We already have. What do we have to have two miutim for? So this is not my kasha. That's the second choice here. Mir Rachmano who, or he has a gear sahi. Become a kobiz mashman chsiv, he bechatas, nafkalon ikuva, till the kamon later on in daf yud. But then the tema, go down to line 7 or 8. Tema till kamon beperkin, gemora, chutzman apes of achatas, fiyalchalom, mikroyachrini. What's the kroyachrini? That's the oisa that we had on the Amud Aleph. So it's either the oisa or the who. What do I need both for? For Reb Chaim Mefarish, the tzrichi trei kroy, chad v'chatas sheshochta l'shem oila, v'chad v'chatas chelev sheshochta l'shem chatas nozir or mitzoira, etc. Ah, so therefore the two possible shaloi lishmas. So those two shaloi lishmas. One I learned from the shochet oisa l'chatas. The other one learned from the chatas who. What do I learn that by both of them? If it's shaloi lishma, not only is it not kosher, not only is it not oil shama, but it's totally possible. But that's only bagabe achatas, because it says oisa, and it says who? Mashenkin lagabe an asham. There, lechoira, it should be kosher, and maybe it should be oil balashum chayva. Faitimar asham namikse behu. By the asham, we also have a pasik who. Where is that pasik? So you have the next Rashi, almost halfway down. Oshem namik simbe oshem hu tzav sahar. Viktir amizbeicha ishel Hashem oshem hu, and therefore bizman shu lishem oshem is kosher. Vim la apostle say the exact same drasha, just like saying chatas hu. Say oshem hu, same drasha. So tomorrow that hu, the pasuk that we just quoted, viktir amizbeach, is talking about the haktoris emurim ha hu, that hu that we just spoke about. That's the achaktoris emurim hu dechsev kinesanya. This who we have by Korn Pesach is talking about by the four avoidois There, it's a chatas who. Make sure that you have in mind for the shechita and the zrika, the whole geshaft. Over here, we're talking about achar k'tos imurim. V'hu atzmayim leitir imurim is kosher. Haktoris imurim is never ma'akev. The halacha is you have to do the four basic avoidos, the shechita, the kibbutz adam, halacha, zrika. Once you did the zrika sadam, you have a kosher carbon, even if after that all the imurim fall into the omma and it gets dragged down to
Nachal Kidron,
right? Or if they got the tameh, or if they got lost, they were stolen. Whatever the story is, the carbon is still kosher. So the Torah say murim is not ma'akid. So therefore, the who cannot be ma'akid. So break the more, so why does the Torah even say who?
Right.
If the whole purpose of the who is to go and say, chatas who, and you got to do it this way, otherwise, it's my way or the highway. So why are you saying you buy the who after the Torah say murim? Elohu lamali, chafuna marav, yamarafuna barav, osher shenitek l'ray, ushkotei stam, is kosher. Nitik in, loy nitik loy. My time, amakrohu, of yossi hey. What does this mean? So we just got finished saying a couple of minutes ago that osham is similar to, but different than a karm chatas. But the karm chatas, the big five, chomish chatois, mesois, by the comparable ones, by osham, it doesn't go lemisa, it goes leraya. So what do you do, leraya? You wait and wait and wait until it becomes a balmum, you sell it, you take the money, and you go and buy with it a carbon oil of the kaitzim is bad. Very nice. What happens if this person doesn't have patience? And after a year, 5 years, 10 years, I can't believe it. It still didn't get a mum. And I have to support this behemoth, you know, until infinity. So what does he do?
A wasting
asset, exactly right. So what does he do? Ushchot istam. And he went and shechted it. And what did he shecht it for? After all, it wasn't the Balmum. So he brought it to Beis Migdash, and he shechted it, l'shem oila. And this guy is a grace of Tamach Chochem, and he says to himself, anyway, what are you going to go and use the Asham proceeds after it becomes a Balmum? You can use it for an oila. You know what?
Instead of having,
exactly, let me go now, and I'm going to go and shecht it for a carbon oila. What's the din now? Is this a kosher carbon or not? Even though the Chachil, of course, you're not supposed to do it. But if you did it, if it was nitik l'raya, it's kosher. So what is it? Who have to do with all of this? Zoktimar, who? Only nitik in loy, nitik loy. What is the definition here of nitik? The way Rashi explains it is, that bezdin paskin. In other words, you go to the bezdin, and you say to them, this individual unfortunately passed away. Or this person already had a hak, already had kapara. His kapara from another carbon asham. What do I do with this behemoth now, with this usher? So the Bezdin Paskins, they issue their psak, Hoitzio v'yar, let it go and be roya, ad shiestayev, it goes out to the pasture. Mashwa from this Gemara, it's not an automatic thing based on a Dvar Torah, but it's got to be, you have to have a psak aloch from the Bezdin, and that once the Bezdin says, this usher goes to raya, from that point on, if the person, instead of waiting, he decides to be trigger happy, or shechting happy, and he goes and shechts it for an oila, then it's kosher b'di'evit.
Wow.
However, if he jumped the gun even before he went to the bezin, and instead what he shechted it prematurely, then it's possible. So that's what I learned from the who. Nitik in loy nitik loy. The bezin has to issue the psak that it's nitik l'ray. My time amakra. Who? Bav yosi yehei. It remains an asham until that pronouncement of bezin. So you can wait a year or two or three. If the Bezin didn't say that this is nitik l'raya, it is still a carbon asham. And if you went and shechted it, you really messed up, my friend. However, in the case where it was nitik l'raya, and you shechted an oila, then it will be kosher. So therefore that who has nothing to do with our sugya, that has to do with a separate situation of nitik l'raya. Back to Mar Yasvir of Nachman, Rav Sheshu, the Yosef, Rav Adar, Bar Masna, Gabayev, the Yasvir, Kamri. How to come Rav Lozer? That's of course like the case by the Yoledis. You bring the Achamisa, the Oila, it's kosher, but it's not Merat. Why? Emra en Ritzu Lamesa. Frey Timara, Leimele Rishlokish Hanoinami Laisu Velirtsu. Why don't we go and say that although the Yoledis never passed away, and Ein Kapar Lamesa, but since the Yorshim are bringing the carbon, let us say it's Meratza for them, that they also get a Ritzu, a benefit from bringing the carbon. It's not that just kibbut aim or the fact that you have an oiler lying around, what are you going to do with it? Let's bring it. Maybe they also get a psashtikal ritzi. They get some credit for it. And therefore, your whole kasha was based on, your whole raya was based on, that you can go and split it down the middle. They're just like by this oil of the lettuce. It's kosher. And it's not ol balim shum choyva. So therefore, that's the basis of our Mishnah by every neder, every nidava, other kabbanis, that it's, although it's kosher, like ol balim shum choyva. So the whole raya that you bring is the lettuce, it's kosher, vein emarat. Why can't Rish Lakish says, I disagree with you. Although the woman, the Yoledis, that passed away, and not Maratza, but the Yoshim, the children that are bringing the carbon, it'll be a Ritzoy for them. As
Oyed Gefrey... What does it matter?
Wait for the Gemara. It's Omle Hen Ravada Bamasna. I don't understand what you're talking about. Yoledis, Im Hi Yolda, that she gets a Kaparim Mita Ritzoy, and that she brings the carbon, that's very understandable, because she gave birth. But now Miyoldu, the children didn't give birth, so what Ritzoy are you talking about? Zoktimor and Maskele Ravasi, Uman Leimulon, and now we get to Robert's point. Robert, remember the point that you brought up already about 40 minutes ago. Uman Leimulon, the Iika Kama Ase Gaba. What happens if she unfortunately had not performed certain mitzvahs Ase that were incumbent upon her? Or, says Rashi, or she unfortunately were violated. Alav shenitik la'asei, loy miskapra, wouldn't she get a kapara by bringing this carbon oila? This oila has kind of an umbrella effect, that not only is it good for the lettuce's required oila, but it will also take care of other things for which a person could have, would have, should have brought a carbon oil.
Side benefit
comes along.
It's a side benefit, it's a fringe benefit. Yeah. If chapsmit all those other essays, and lav shenitik la'asei, doesn't she get a kapara? V'chimin d'chi ikka kam asei gaba. You agree with me, if she would have had those, if the lettuce would be alive, and she'd have those other essays, it's mechapra, say the same thing, Yosha, nami mechapra. Even though they don't need any kapara, any ritzoy, anything legabi the later, they didn't give birth to anyone, but let them get the fringe benefit of being mechapra on those essays. Zokti Gemara, the fact that you're asking this question is lememer de kanyelu. Obviously, you must hold that the Yorshim are koina, this animal. It's not that they, quote unquote, I found an oila as part of the estate, and therefore I'm bringing it. No, apparently they actually have financial interest that belongs to them, and that's why you're asking, no, if it belongs to them, they are the new Baalim, so they should have a kapara, not on Leida, but on the other essays, mit lav the nitikle essay. Vom Rabbi Yochanan. He niach mincha l'shnei banav. A person passed away, and he left over a mincha in his estate. Umes, and he never passed away. Kreva, the two banim bring it. The ein boy shutfus, but there's no din of shutfus. What does it mean? There's no din of shutfus. Normally, the halacha is most karbanis you can bring b'shutfus. For instance, a carbon oila, a carbon shlamim, a carbon toida, two being, you can't bring a chatas and oshim b'shutfis because each person did his own chait. So if a person ate chaylev, somebody else ate chaylev, each has to bring their own carbon. But a carbon nedov or a neder, you can bring b'shutfis. However, you cannot go and bring a carbon mincha b'shutfis. Why not? As the Gemara will quote in a moment, it says in the Pasuk, nefesh ki sakrif carbon mincha, we dash it from nefesh, it's got to be one nefesh and not multiple nefashis. So says Rabbi Yochanan, even though we have a mincha, and they're two Yorshim, so I might think this mincha belongs to them, and they cannot bring it because a mincha has to be brought by one nefesh and not nefesh. No, it's greva. They by shutfis. It is not. We do not deem this carbon to be owned by the children, by the Yorshim. Ah, sorry, Bazoi. What were you telling me a moment ago? Even though the mommy doesn't get a kapara ritzoy because she's a oilam emes, but maybe the Yorshim do get a ritzoy kapara. It doesn't belong to the Yorshim. They're just bringing it. As if they found him in a hefka. But the mas, it doesn't belong to them. It's just it's a chi of that. What am I going to do with this mincha? I can't just throw it in the garbage. Chas v'shalom. It has kedushas carbon. So bring it to the Beis Hamikdash. But it doesn't belong to me. I'm just bringing it almost like min a hefka. I found a package of mincha on the street. It says on it, this has kedushas haguf of a carbon mincha. Make sure not to go and ruin it. So I bring the Beis Hamikdash. You could say that maybe I'm koinim in a hefka. But here the Gemara is saying is Rabbi Yochanan says that they're not koinim, they just bring it, and that's why you don't have that shutfus prop. If you're going to go and tell me that the Yorshim are koinim, and that's why you ask by the letters, they should have a ritzay kapara for themselves, nevesher rachmana, for lekanyelu, it doesn't belong to them. No, I'm sorry, nevesher rachmana, and not two nefashes. Frank Tamar, so you want to prove from that that Yerushim are not koina. For like Kanyelahu, they're not koina, but Amar Rabbi Yochanan. I have another parallel situation. He niach behema l'shnei bonov, not a mincha, or in addition to the mincha. He left a behema l'shnei bonov, and this behema was a carbon behema, umeis, and he passed away. Obviously, we're not talking about a chatas, because chatas shemeis about that. Yeah? We're talking about an oil islam, somebody else. Great, but you do bring it. The ein mei nirim ba, there's no din of tamura. What does that mean? There's no din tamura. You're never allowed to be meimer. It says in the pasuk leyachli fenu v'lo yomer oisai toy bara rabatoy. However, it's effective if you do the tamura and that v'yahu usmurasi yekayish. You're not allowed to, but it works. Here we're saying badish neibanav. If one of them were to go and be meimer, it would not work. Einoy tamura. The reason why ein a meimer is lechoyre because we have another gemara that shutfin cannot be meimer. A carbon of shutfin you cannot be meimer. Why not? Because the loshen apasik lo yachlifenu lo yomer oisay is beloshen yochin, not beloshen rab. Yizok gemara, why do you say by this behema that was yarshin by the two sons, a meimer, but you cannot be meimer? Iyam bebishloim mekan yelahu. If you're going to tell me that they own it, and they meimer, David lo shutfin. And should from the Motz Meimirim. That would make sense. Eliyamris Loikan Yilehu. If you're going to go and tell me why I bring a raya from Mincha that it doesn't belong to them, how do I know? Because you can't bring a Mincha Bishutfis. So you want to see over here? Utsa Loikan Yilehu. Eliyamris Loikan Yilehu. Emurinami Lamri. So let them be Meimir. Because after all, I don't have a carbon owned by the Shutfim. It doesn't belong to either of them. They're just bringing it.
Can I bring a Tamura on somebody else's carbon? If it doesn't belong to them, how do I...
If it's somebody else's, no. But this doesn't belong to somebody else.
It belongs to nobody, is it worth?
Exactly. Okay. It's like a carbon hefker in a sense. Okay. So Emurinami Lamri should be able to go and be Meimir. So therefore, I have a right for Ket that they are going. And that's the reason why you can't be Meimir, because they're Shutfim. No, says Imara. Besides the exception to the rule of Shutfim, not being capable of making an effective tamura, shani hosn yamakra im homer yomer le rabbis es ha yoyrish echen meimer vein shnayim meimirim. What's the double lashon im homer yomer? Be enough to say im homer or in yomer? What's the double lashon to go and tell you that by yorshim in a case like we have over here, who are not shutfin, they're just yorshim, the yorshim this carbon from their father. What's the din? If there's one yoyrish, he can be meimer. But if they're shnayim, even though they're not shutfim, ein meimirim. That being the case, we conclude the Gemara by saying, in fact, loy kan yelahu. Since it's loy kan yelahu, the carbon doesn't belong to them, and so therefore, you cannot go and say, although by the yoledes, it's not maratza for her, maybe it's maratza for the yarshim, it doesn't belong to the yarshim. Then they're not the balim. If they're not the balim, then there cannot be any ritzoy for them, and that's why the Gemara said at the outset, don't bring the araya from oyla to a carbon. To carbon osham, the reason why by the oila you can have a situation that it's a kosher carbon, because by every oila, if chas v'sholom the person who was to bring that oila passed away, it's still a kosher carbon, but it's not meratza because it can be meratza in someone who passed away. And so therefore, you already have precedent to split up between a kosher carbon and the ritzui for the bal. The question that you just asked was, well, don't tell me that we're splitting up because, in fact, there are new balim. And let's go and say there'll be a ritzui for those children for the balim. They're not the balim. It doesn't belong to them. That's why two children can go and bring a carbon mincha. So, why can't they go and be meimer? It's not because of the balim. It's just that's the halacha by Yerushim, even if they're not the balim in Mamiyah. So, therefore, Reish Lakish's kasha was a good kasha. All the terutzim that we tried to give, the Gemara felt we can push away that teretz and that teretz until the Gemara concludes taka based on the Zoyis HaTorah that we learn the Ashem from a Karm Shlamim. So why don't we go and say learn it from a Karm Chatzot?
Special
meal. Oisah. And who? What I have to two miyutim. Oisah discusses that. So therefore we have now for Enfit, Baruch Hashem, Reish Lakish Kasha. To be continued Metshem tomorrow.
If there's a one Yoresh of that